Knock, knock.
Sup? Your mom let me in.
Well, I didn't mention I was coming over because I didn't make my mind up yet.
Yeah, I had psychology class today, and we were learning about autonomy. Ooh, so fascinating. But it was for me, because, you know, I'm into it. You know, like when you make decisions versus when the decisions are made for you. It was interesting, or I found it interesting anyway, because of the hidden social rules of society. Like, when you enter a classroom, you don't walk on people's desks, do ya? That's because it's a hidden societal rule. I mean, young children might do that, but there's always an exception to rules. Sorry for nerding out there. I'm just so happy I really did go ahead and pick psychology. I know it's a bit of a meme that girls go into it, but I can't believe I almost picked wielding over this. Although, I would like to try that later down the line. It looks pretty satisfying, but the statistics of guys having eye damage is crazy. Like, what do you mean you jokingly didn't use your wielder's mask? That's to protect you? But yes, things have been going great in my classes. Only thing missing is, well, you being in them. I have to socialize like a normie now. It's terrible. Although, I do enjoy small talk. It's kind of nice getting a small peek into someone's lives. My favorite kind of people are the ones who overshare far too much. Makes me laugh out my ass, honestly. They get so embarrassed, but it just makes me more interested. Offering more information about yourself than you think you should. Because, really, will it matter in a year when we're all in different classes again? And we all become strangers again? Nope. So stop overthinking. You should see the textbooks we're having to buy, though. Look at this. 8 frickin' books. And they aren't just skinny minis, either. I managed to get most of these secondhand, so it wasn't too bad, but I saw some students buy them fresh off the press. They are either very rich or didn't know where to look. This one, though, has been a blast. Do you believe in hypnosis? It's a part of the coursework, believe it or not. It's like real, real. Just some people are way more susceptible to it than others. Plus, being skeptical is healthy. But there are so many historical documents about it being used all the time. Seriously? You don't believe me? Yeah? Well, then let me try it out on you. What? You scared, dummy? You scared you might like it. I'm teasing. You don't have to do anything you don't want to. You know I'm not like that. Yeah, and this book, there's so many sections into it as well. What is hypnosis? When to use it? How to use it? How to put someone under? How not to abuse your subject? Oh. Like, this book goes on, and it's so in-depth. Oh, no, we don't have to, like, put someone under to pass the class or anything. It's just to research and understand. Sometimes it has something to do with the placebo effect as well. Pretty crazy. I think we might get a multiple choice over it since it isn't a main body of work, but, Yes? Yes, are you sure? You want to do this for real? Oh, thank God! I was really sad when you shot me down, but I completely get it. Oh, it must mean that you trust me, huh? So for that, I admit that I'm thankful. Well, this is the first time I've ever done this, so it'll probably fail. It's nothing personal if it doesn't work. Alright, I'll get you to lie back on your bed. Then I'll come over and be all up in your face. Don't mind me. Are you comfortable? Yes? Alright. As you exhale,
just feel your body go limp. Your body relaxing into the bath. The tension leaving your body each time you exhale until you feel at ease. It's okay to just slowly begin to empty your mind. You do not have to think about a single thing. If it helps, you can focus on my voice. You can find comfort with how soothing I am with my words. You know you are safe. You know that you are welcome to have peace of mind. You might even find the sensation of drifting feels pleasant. Like a slow warmth building up inside you. You can think to yourself how nice it is to be embraced by this warmth as it starts to spread through your body. Focusing on my words as they guide you gently. It's as if you're being led to a lovely place. You are ready to feel good. You deserve to feel good. The drifting sensation from before is so peaceful, so still. It almost feels like you are falling lightly with my voice to guide you. As you descend, it almost feels like you are going into a trance-like state. A state where you don't have to think for yourself. A place you feel the warmth from within. A long-lost comfort passes through you. You have felt the sensation before of being cared for, of being told what to do without question. Maybe you ponder why it feels so good to do the bidding of others. You yearn for that trance, slowly. Let yourself slip into it. Slip into wanting to be controlled. It's okay to let go. You can let go, slip into that trance to finally be where you want to be. I will snap my fingers and count down from 3. Once you hear the snap, you are no longer in control, and that is okay. 3, 2, 1. Hey there, buddy. Did it work? You don't know? Well, the results were inconclusive. I think because you're pretty adamant it doesn't work that it made it harder to get through to your state of being under. I was thinking though, could I stay over tonight? I have $20 in my bag, so we can order a pizza. My mom is out of town now, and I hate sleeping alone in the apartment. It's much safer here. Thanks. I'll give her a text to know that I'm here. Well, let's have a fun sleepover together. Deep under. Are you on mine again? All under my control? As if I was just gonna go to sleep after having such fun with you. You really are none the wiser. The fact that you didn't even remember a thing that occurred. It probably felt like a nap to you. But a question still remains. How to go about it. The thing is, you can't just confess while under that you have feelings for me. It's selfish, because what if I have feelings for you too? Deep desires that I want to act upon. Kiss me? Do you have a want or a need to maybe suck on my tits? I know that's strange, but your lips are really soft and I have a really big fetish with my nipples. They're pretty soft and perky. Here, let me take my shirt off. What do you want to do to me, huh? Go on. Say it out loud. Don't hold back. You can be so brave and say what you want when you're in a trance with me, okay? With me in control, it's all okay. I won't be mad. If anything, it'll turn me on. Yeah, baby? You want to suck on them? How about fondle them? Go on. I order you to massage over my tits. Just like that. Get engrossed in them. Aren't they so fun to play with? I bet you didn't imagine the sleepover going like this. It must be so perfect having an empty brain and playing with my boobs, huh? It's good. You're making me feel good. I'm gonna lie back, okay? You lie on top of me. I wanna feel your weight against me. Your body against mine, but keep sucking like the good boy that you are. I'm gonna lift my legs up and move my panties to the side and start rubbing my pussy. I want to know what it feels like to finger myself whilst having my breasts licked, kissed, sucked. And you can do it as much as you want, okay? My god. Oh, that's already so much better than doing it all alone. Like, this is intense and all I'm doing is rubbing. I can't even imagine how good it's gonna feel when I slip a finger inside and having your hands and your mouth all over me. Oh, that's right. Kevin, keep making me feel good. You're doing so well. Holy fuck, I'm doing so well. I'm gonna use one finger, okay? Mm-hmm. quiet. I don't want us getting caught, but goddamn, does this feel good? My poops are tingling wherever your tongue goes over. Yeah, can you hear how wet you've made me? All because you've let me be in control of you and put you in a trance to do as I say. Warmth is probably radiating all over you, isn't it? Oh, having you attached to my chest is so nice. It makes me want to praise you, call you a good boy for how nice I feel. Oh, I like being in control. I hope you're enjoying being in the state where you have none. Not that you're helpless, but you're just so suggestible. I hope deep down that you want more of this. I know I do. I'm gonna use two fingers now. You just keep doing what you're doing. Having your hands on my hips and tracing my stomach is nice. The warmth from your hands is so reassuring. I know it's wrong of me to do something so lewd with you like this, but you said you like me. That means that we can do so much more together. Way more than this. We have missed out on so much. I can take it slow like this, so we don't have to rush into sex. I'll have sleepovers more often, and then I can bring toys. I don't want to lose my virginity right away. I think fleshlights, however, are really fucking hot, and vibrators too. Maybe next time you'll let me use a vibrator against your cock, and oh my god, I tell you to keep your hands behind your back and you'd obey. Oh, and you'd be squirming and you'd twitch so much. Oh, the vibrator going up and down. Oh my god, and I'd add plenty of lube. Maybe if I got so turned on watching you, I could use my own pussy juice. Almost to claim you as mine. No one else can do this stuff with you. Just me. And I'd clean up all the evidence of it so you'd be none the wiser. Oh my god. And you'd be left with that magical post-orgasm sensation where everything is good and then you'd associate it with me. Maybe even train you to be even hornier around me. Oh, that would be so good. Oh, real fucking good. Like, when you see me, you'd have to cover your crotch to hide the fact that you're pitching a tent over me. Holy fuck, that's hot. Oh, fuck it, I can't hold back anymore. I'm gonna go as hard as I can now. You can play with my nipples however you want, okay? I just want to make you happy. If that's planting your face in between my cleavage, then you can do it. You can get lost in doing whatever you want to me. You want to be a good boy and suck on my tits as you watch me finger bang myself? Yeah, you want to be a good boy for me and pretend that's you doing that? I'm making my pussy so wet and getting me right on the edge that I can't even talk properly. You want to make me come, don't you? Suck harder then. I'm already so close. I want you to make me come. I want you to be the one that makes me go over the edge. Holy fuck, you're in my control and you're safe to explore. Oh fuck, yes, twist my nipples. Holy shit, I'm coming. You have to muffle me right now. Oh my god. Oh my god. Well, I guess there's really not much to clean up at all. I'll just sleep with my cum dripping on my thongs. It'll be a nice reminder in the morning with how much fun I had with my baby boy. I'll see you in the morning. You know the drill, don't you? I'll bring you out and you'll forget all this. Don't worry if you have a boner while we snuggle to sleep. I'll be taking it as a compliment. 3, 2, 1. Good night, buddy. Thanks for agreeing to snuggle into me after that nightmare. Sweet dreams.